problem, and something had made me stop. Maybe it was the black and white photograph of a woman in profile bending sadly over her wine glass, or maybe the statistic beside it that said that prescription painkiller overdose was now the leading cause of accidental death of women in America, surpassing even car crashes. I had a pen in my hand. I'd been using it to fill out the stack of forms for Eloise's 5-year-old well child checkup, and almost without thinking, I made an X in the box for yes. I crossed my legs and looked around Dr. McCarthy's waiting area, suddenly worried that someone had seen what I'd written. Of course, no one was paying any attention to my little corner of the couch. Sleet ticked at the panes of the oversized windows. A radiator clunked in the corner. The lamp-lit room on the third floor of an office building at the corner of 9th and Chestnut, with a volunteer in a striped pinny at a knee-high table reading Amelia Bedelia to kids sitting in miniature chairs, felt cozy, a respite from the miserable winter weather. 3 years ago, my husband Dave, my daughter, and I had moved out of Center City and into a house in Haverford that I refused to call a McMansion, even though that's exactly what it was. But I loved Ellie's pediatrician so much that I'd never even tried to find a suburban replacement. So here we were, more than half a year late for Ellie's checkup in the office where I'd been taking her since she was just a week old. Ellie tugged at my sleeve. How much longer? Honey, I really can't say. The doctors need to take care of the sick kids first, and you, Miss Lucky, are not sick. She stuck out her lower lip in a cartoonish pout. It isn't fair. We made an appointment. True, but remember, when you had that bad sore throat, Dr. McCarthy saw you right away, even before the kids who had appointments. She narrowed her eyes and nibbled at her lip before dropping her voice to a stage whisper that was slightly more hushed than your average yell. I am having an idea. Maybe we could tell the nurse lady that I have a sore throat now. I shook my head. Nah, we don't lie. Bad karma. Ellie considered this. I hate Carmel. She smoothed her skirt and wandered off to the toy basket. On the days when you use drugs or alcohol, do you usually have 3 drinks, doses, or more? Define dose. 1 Percocet from the bottle I got after I had my wisdom teeth pulled? 2 Vicodin prescribed for a herniated disc I suffered in a step class at the gym? I'd never taken more than 2 of anything, except the day after my father had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and my mother had set up a temporary fortress in our guest room. Could 3 pills count as a single dose? I decided not to answer. Do you use drugs or alcohol to unwind or relax? Hello, that's what they're for. And was that so bad, really? How many times had I heard my husband say, I need to go for a run, or my best friend Janet say, I need a glass of wine? What I did was no different. It was actually better. A run was time-consuming and sweaty and hard on the joints, and wine could stain. Mommy! Hang on, sweetie, I said, as my iPhone rang in my purse, just 1 minute. You always say that. You always say just 1 minute, and it always takes you for hours. Shh, I whispered before hurrying toward the door where I could keep an eye on her while I talked. Hi, Sarah. Allison, said Sarah in the gruff, all-business tone that surprised people, given her petite frame, sleek black bob, and freckled button nose. Did the fact checker call? Not today. The Wall Street Journal was in the midst of its every 6 months rediscovery that women were online. They were doing a piece on women who blog, and ladiesroom.com, the website that I wrote for and Sarah ran, was to be featured. I was alternately giddy at the thought of how the publicity would raise Ladies Room's profile and nauseous at the notion of my picture in print. She just read my quotes back to me, said Sarah. They sounded great. I've really got a good feeling about this.